From health and wellness to education,
we need to be thinking about what it takes for students to succeed.
From art and politics to social issues of the day,
we have young Black males who are thriving in their communities and who are being shown as leaders.
The journey is what matters.
I would say to all of us, we can be better than we are.
Let's join Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, president of Howard University, and his guests as they take steps on the journey.
A young man who's traveled abroad has changed the way he sees and translates the world. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and my guest today on the journey is honor student Jordan O'Connor, a member of the Howard University graduating class of 2015. Welcome.
Thank you.
So you are on the dean's list in the School of Communications. Your major is in film and minor playwriting.
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about why film and playwriting.
Well, I chose to major in film and minor in playwriting because I have a love for storytelling. And then the majors of film and playwriting and minor of playwriting are two of the programs in Howard University's, you know, curriculum that kind of cater to the storytelling that I like to do. So ever since I was a young child, the storytelling, you know, gene and a bug has bit me, you know. So from being at Howard and from my other life experiences, you know, those paths have led me into, you know, majoring in film and whatnot.
So, you know, as you talk about growing up, you're from Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
You have four siblings. So tell me about your family and growing up in Memphis.
So growing up in Memphis was amazing, especially just, it's a smaller city, but you still get the big city atmosphere. And then it's such an artistically heavy city as far as music and as far as like visual art goes. So my dad's a musician. My mom had a background in poetry. So those things kind of came together and helped me with my storytelling, with my love for entertainment, entertaining other people through, you know, art and the art medium. Just being around Memphis, you're around like a lot of people, you know, you hear B.B. King and Isaac Hayes and all these great musicians. So it's kind of that whole like artistic atmosphere.
And what about your four siblings?
Yeah, so I have four siblings. One is actually just like me, a filmmaker. He has a production company in Memphis, makes animations and makes video. Then I have a younger sibling who also sings, and my older sister used to be an artist, a visual artist. So art is always in my family in some way or another, you know, some kind of form. So
yeah, it looks like you're totally surrounded by it.
Yes, and no way around it. So
right. How did you find your way to Howard University from Memphis? Why Howard?
Why Howard? So my mom went to, and my dad went to HBCUs. My mom went to Lemoyne-Owen College in Memphis. And my dad went to Langston for music. And my mom really, really emphasized, you know, the community atmosphere of HBCU and how important it is for just African-Americans to attend somewhere where we can, you know, grow collectively and not be kind of strayed away from, you know, who we are as African-American people. And Howard is a great school. I've always known about Howard, always heard about the legacy of Howard. And this fact that it's in D.C. and it's Howard and it's an African-American school with a community kind of came together and made this choice, you know, a no-brainer, really. So
tell me what your first visit or impression of Howard was, the first time you got on campus. What was that like?
Actually, the first time I got on campus was my senior year. It was the Paul Robeson Awards. It was the awards for filmmaking. And I'm obviously a film major now. So my first Howard experience was with the film department for the most part. And it was great. It wasn't too much. It was like, I knew this where I wanted to be. It's very, a lot of conscious minds, a lot of, you know, people, African-Americans, not even just people, just African-Americans who set a good example for me, you know, who I wanted to be, like how I wanted to be when I grew up and how I wanted to, you know, model myself. So just going to Howard and seeing like-minded people and like, you know, people who look just like me who are actually working in the professional industry or getting prepared to at least was a great experience.
Now, clearly you had an interest in the world, you participated in study abroad.
Yes, sir.
Why study abroad?
Study abroad, well, one, I love traveling. I love experiencing new things. I love adventuring. That's like a big thing in my life, and I try to take that, you know, no matter where I am. Whether I'm, you know, at Howard or back at home in Memphis, I try to find some adventurous, you know, aspect of where I am. So studying abroad has just opened me up to a lot of different cultures, a lot of different adventures. And then another part is because of my art background, because of, you know, growing up in Memphis and being at Howard, and being in D.C. in general, I've gotten a lot into the art culture. So I wanted to expand that and figure out, like, what about art at different countries, you know, brings them together? How does it, you know, orchestrate? how do different artists, you know, play into the society they're in. So studying abroad really opened my eyes to that and opened my mind to a lot of different things culturally that I would have known if I hadn't studied abroad that the whole year. So,
tell me what made you pick London with that in mind. Why London?
Okay. So London's a great city. It's big like New York, and there's a lot of different cultures that flow through it. So even though you go to London, you can get the London experience. You also get, you know, Ethiopia, you also get Jamaica, you also get, you know, different types of people come in, not only just African descent, but also like Italian and everything like that. So it's a big melting pot. So you learn from a lot of different angles, a lot of different, you know, points of view. Which you can contribute to, you know, the storytelling and the art form. And then after school, when I was a freshman and sophomore, I wanted to move to London after Howard. So I wanted to, you know, study there and test it out and see how it was before actually I made a big jump to move to London. So
did you attend a soccer game?
No, I didn't, unfortunately. That's like my biggest regret about not studying abroad. So I wish I had but, you know, one day I might go back and go.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big fan, and I can tell you it's a cultural experience, really? To go to a soccer game. There's a lot of singing and carrying on, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Tell me the things, if you could pick out the things that you feel were either life-changing or really left a big impression on you in London, specific experiences that you had that... Mm-hmm. really shaped you?
Man, there's so many. Well, one main thing I usually tell people is the fact that that from being at Howard, you see a lot of African-Americans around. You see African-Americans doing great things. But when you leave Howard, you don't really see that. You know, you kind of the one African-American in this big world full of, like, non-African-Americans. So when I studied abroad, that experience of being, like, the only African-American male in my program really changed my whole perspective on who I should be, who I am, and basically, like, my role in society as an African-American male, which is kind of on the deep end. But, you know, that really was a big moment of me to kind of experience life outside of my community and my atmosphere. And then also on another end, it's like I said, London's a very big artsy city. So my whole perspective on art and on like what filmmaking is and what entertainment is and your image, I guess for the most part, in your image in entertainment or art, you know, that's what I learned mostly about London, sorry. And then how that came together and transitioned me to become a better person, I guess. So.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is Jeridan O'Connor. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. So London obviously gave you some great experiences.
Yes, sir.
Why Rome?
Rome, I wanted something different than London, than just, you know, because London's very Americanized, kind of Western. Rome is too, but... I wanted to experience another totally different culture, you know, different language, different, you know, way of living than just the typical, you know, like English speaking countries, you know. And then it really goes all back to art and, you know, all about what I wanted to get out of, you know, the program and the life in general. Rome is known for their art. Like everywhere you turn on Rome, like any street, any like museum, there's going to be amazing art, like the best you've ever seen in your life. So I wanted to go there and just learn about like the artistic movements of Rome or in Italy in general.
And what did you learn? Was it as you expected, or?
It was better than I expected, actually, because I got over there, I knew I was going to take classes, but my professors in that program were actually like industry people. They actually like worked in the industry. Like I had a professor who was in line at the time to be the first female president of the first ever museum. And she was my professor, teaching me about art and teaching me about like the theory of art and why art is made and how it kind of goes into society. So it was great. It was a lot better than I expected. Even though I had very high expectations, but it was just an amazing experience. So.
Right. Now, what type of work experiences have you had while matriculating here at Howard?
Okay. So I have a lot of internships with production companies, whether it be with film or TV or just commercial companies. So back at home, I interned with my brother's company who makes the animations and the video. I've been to LA, interned with the company that does basically the same thing, both LA-based companies, and I interned in DC for the same, you know, people who make they make commercials and music videos and movies for, you know, DC-based clients. So those experiences kind of all came together and kind of focused me on what I want to do in life. Which they're great experiences. I'm glad I got the chance to do them. So.
So the film department here at Howard has a rich history. Yes. Professor Garima has done great things. You now have, you know, Brad Young, who's a cinematographer on Selma. What have you gotten most, I would ask, from that experience and from those types of people who've come before you and are trying to impart knowledge on you? What's the thing that, if you could single out one thing that you think you've gotten from them?
One thing, I would just say, it sounds so cliche, but just be yourself. Be yourself in your artistic, you know, mood or whatever that may be. You know, Garima is a very different filmmaker than Bradford Young, who's a very different filmmaker from me. But the one thing they really want you to do is make the movies you want to make, tell your story, basically, is what Garima always, like, really emphasizes. You know, what story do you have in you that you want to be able to tell and share to the world? So basically, just find out, you know, find your voice and find who you are, then tell that story, you know, be you.
So I've interviewed both of them and they said the same thing. So you clearly, you clearly are well on the way. Tell me what's next.
What's next? I got an internship in Portland with a company called Wieden & Kennedy. And they make all the commercials for Nike, Coca-Cola, Facebook, Heineken. And they have offices all over the world. So I'm going to be in the Portland office writing and directing commercials for their smaller clients and shooting videos. Basically starting my career in the commercial industry, which is exactly what I want to do. So it's great.
Okay. No, that sounds fantastic. You're getting... you obviously are getting ready to start your work experience. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things from your Howard experience you think will serve you well that you feel was unique about your Howard experience?
Unique about my Howard experience? I guess being adaptable is one experience, or one thing I could say. Because I had a different Howard experience than a lot of other students, I studied abroad for a year. I did a lot of work while I was actually here. Just being flexible and being adaptable to whatever surroundings you're around. And Howard definitely prepares you for that. Howard definitely gives you and other students like resilience and perseverance. And that's one thing that I'm going to take into the real world and to the outside world. So definitely how to push through into those, you know, those hard times and, you know, be great, be the greatness that you are. So,
outside of the classroom, what are the things that you enjoyed about the experience?
About the Howard experience?
Yeah, outside of the classroom.
Okay. The students are great. You know, I've made some amazing friends that I'm pretty sure I'm going to have for the rest of my life. So just in connecting with the other students, my fellow, you know, colleagues, and even doing things outside of classroom, like projects, like films or anything like that, they have nothing to do with classwork or Howard, but I get to do that with my other colleagues who have the same passion as me. That's a rewarding experience, you know. So.
Have you participated in any clubs or any other types of activities while you were matriculating?
So my freshman year and my sophomore year, I was in student council, School of C student council. And then I was in, like, the film organization and EPP and a lot of different, like, creative entertainment organizations. And then, unfortunately, I stayed abroad for a year. So then when I got back, I was kind of about the next step, you know, kind of life kind of thing. So I got away from the student activities. But I'm very glad that I did those things. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about other students. I made a lot of great friends I still, you know, keep in contact with today through those activities. So.
Tell us what EPP is.
EPP is Entertainment Power Players, and it's for basically any Howard student who wants to go into the entertainment field. So they have a filmmaking branch, they have a music branch, and it's basically orienting us within the creative side and the business side. And it's like student run, so it's great for networking with other students who want to do, you know, the same thing, whether it be music or TV or film or, you know, media outlets, you know. So.
As we recruit the next class, the class of 2019, what would your advice be for someone who's looking at Howard University?
2019 Howard. I would say enjoy it, you know, enjoy it while it lasts, make the most of it, but also prepare yourself for what you want to do. You know, like, college is the time to find yourself and to figure out, you know, what you want to do in life. So keep that in mind while you're also having fun and also, you know, not taking it too seriously because, you know, life's going to happen one of these days. So enjoy these last 4 years, I guess, until it happens. So.
Thanks for being here. My guest today has been Jaradon O'Connor. He told his story today, but he'll be telling many a story in the future. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, right here on the Howard University Radio Network.